You're listening to SBS News.
A place for commerce and communities to thrive like nothing on earth seen before. The Line, the city that delivers new wonders for the world.
An advert for an imagined futuristic region in Saudi Arabia referred to as The Line. It's one of three regions within this sci-fi-like landscape, described as a vertical city encased in mirrored walls and run entirely on renewable energy sources. These innovative regions form part of the NEOM project, a Saudi Arabia initiative founded by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to be a vision of what a new future might look like, according to its branding. The Crown Prince claims NEOM will have capacity for 450,000 people by 2026 and 9 million by 2045. It will be located in an area spanning up to 26,500 kilometres in Saudi Arabia. As well as The Line, it will comprise two other regions, including Oxagon, a hub for industries and technology, and the tourist-focused Trojena, located in a mountainous region where people will be able to go skiing, attend yoga retreats and music festivals. Interestingly, the project has made itself known in Australia through the use of social media advertisements on Twitter. Marketing expert Dr. Andrew Hughes of Australian National University says Saudi Arabia is modelling its marketing off the success of Dubai as a new and innovative tourist destination.
I think that what they've seen and looked at is the UAE, who have been so successful at marketing Dubai and the Emirates in general to the rest of the world as being a destination city and location, not just a place the A380 stops over on the way to Europe. And that's been quite successful. I think a lot of other countries in the Middle East look at the Emirates with an eye of envy and go, wow, could we be like them? We want to be like them. And so I think this is where they're probably you know, up their marketing, so to speak.
The name NEOM is a blend of the word neo, which means new in Greek, merged with the first letter of the Arabic word for future, mustaqbal, which is also the first letter of the name of the Crown Prince. It explains the essence of the project, which looks to present an image of a modern state to the world. Dr. Hughes explains how Saudi Arabia have been trying to present modern developments, including in their university innovation, as well as political reforms, such as the recent reform allowing women to drive. Part of this modernisation aims to repair the state's image in the eyes of the globe, says Dr. Hughes, especially after international condemnation following the assassination of a journalist in the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
They believe they're making big steps, and their Crown Prince, you know, he's really trying to put him at the forefront of reform, even though the Americans are pointing their finger at him at being the naughty person involved with that assassination in Turkey. So I think they're trying to, in a way, not just build their brand, but also repair past, you know, misdemeanors, so to speak, in the eyes of people. And one of the ways you do that is through these things like these big developments.
But Professor Cameron Tonkinwise from the University of Technology Sydney School of Design says the project is actually not innovative at all. He said it embodies the most limited aspects of pre-existing Western designs.
It's an embarrassingly old design vision. It's a bad plagiarism of Le Corbusier's Plan Obus for Algiers. So it is definitely not a future-oriented vision. It's a very retrograde vision. It's a very Western vision. It's exactly the version of Western modernism that has caused us to realise just how dangerous these massive impositions in totally non-sensitive to local condition initiatives are.
Advertisements of its newest region, The Line, highlight an innovative and lush landscape, a city extending for 170 kilometres, running on 100% renewable energy with no streets and no cars. The vertical design contains the city in a smaller area and minimises urban sprawl, according to its marketing. Footage shows a lush city with green spaces and rooftop gardens, with advanced ventilation through the use of solar, wind and hydrogen power. It promises all amenities will be available within a 5-minute walk and that residents will be able to get public transport from one end of the city to the other in just 20 minutes. but many have been wondering how and why these ads have been reaching an Australian audience. It's likely a call from Saudi Arabia for foreign investment, says Middle East expert Roger Shanahan.
They can't do it on their own, either technically or even financially. So part of it is selling this whole, and this is where the kind of potential critical fault is. You need enormous amounts of foreign investment to realise this, or even a large part of this. And so you need to portray yourself as the kind of society that people are going to want to invest funds in.
Seeking foreign investment became difficult after America's Central Intelligence Agency claimed the Crown Prince ordered the assassination of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, contradicting the Saudi government's insistence he was not involved in the killing. But Mr. Shanahan said a legal expert from Australia, as well as an Australian distribution company, was already working with NAOM. Professor Tonkinwise said University of Technology Sydney was approached to be a research partner, but declined the offer due to controversy surrounding the project, particularly concerns over displacement of the Huaytat tribe to fulfil the project's expansion.
Faculty were not keen to be associated, particularly because we ourselves are have strong commitments to re-establishing relations with Indigenous peoples, particularly obviously local Gadigal elders, and it just did not seem to be appropriate to be engaging in one of the largest projects of recolonisation.
But the project is completely unfeasible and virtually impossible to develop, according to Professor Tonkinwise. Beyond this, he said it was extremely unsustainable and would amass a seriously dangerous ecological debt whereby it would take years before witnessing any potential benefits.
This is the equivalent of Silicon Valley tech bros wanting to get to Mars. This is the same idea of hermetically sealed environments. This is a project of giving up on Earth, not about living with the Earth. And that is fundamentally what we must not be doing. Very unsustainable visions of how to live, totally technologically dependent. This is exactly what we need to be resisting. The visions themselves are dangerous.
Mr. Shanahan said it's less about whether the plan is tangible and more about restoring the Crown Prince's image.
It's just part of the broader campaign that Mohammed bin Salman sees as part of that moderniser, pushing the boundaries of what you potentially do. He's not necessarily constrained by people around him who might say, "Mr. Boss, that's not technically achievable and nobody's got the money to build that, and what's the purpose of it and who's going to be attracted to live there." He's made the announcement. And in Saudi, traditionally in Saudi Arabia, you always had to be careful about grand announcements.
The launch of sports events like the controversial LIV golf tournament, spearheaded by retired Australian golfer Greg Norman, is another way for Saudi Arabia to steer its reputation away from human rights abuses, according to Mr. Shanahan. Part of this reform campaign involves Saudi Arabia's attempt to diversify its economy in order to keep up with the rest of the globe. It typically relied entirely on fossil fuel extraction for domestic economic power. But as energy demands adapt, Mr. Shanahan says Saudi Arabia is being forced to find new ways to generate income.
This sustainable vision, I'll call it a vision of a sustainable new way of ecologically friendly living, is part of that way of, you know, brand Saudi Arabia. He calls it a vision 2030, how they're going to change the economy and the way of living in the foreseeable future.
But according to Professor Cameron Tonkinwise from the University of Technology, the project is far from sustainable.
Unless the NAOM project is being constructed in a thoroughly decarbonised, non-extractive and renewably powered way, the entire development is going to have a massive ecological debt. The last thing we should be doing is building enormous new types of settlements. We need to be working out how to do retrofitting, or what Tony Fry calls metrofitting of existing built form. We need to be reusing already extracted materials, not extracting new materials in order to modify them into building construction materials.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.